So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis and Beis taught, Nasnu bebur, afilo omek meya amo, eruve eruv. If the eruv is put into a pit, no matter how deep it is, the eruv is valid. The Gemara discusses the various possibilities of where this bur may be located. If the surrounding area is a reshus yachid, it is pshita, obvious that the eruv is accessible and valid because the bur is a reshus yachid, which extends all the way up to the sky and down to the depth on the ground. If the surrounding area is the Rishus HaRabim, it would not be valid because the Erev is in the Rishus HaYachid and inaccessible from his Makom Shvisa in the Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara concludes that the Mishnah is speaking of a case where the surrounding area is a Karmelis. And even though it is Asim and Rabbanah to take something from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rebbe that Kol Davar Shu Mishum Shvus Loi Gazru Lav Ben Hashmashas. Isurim and Rabbanah of Shabbos do not apply during Ben Hashmashas when the Erev takes effect. Zak the Mishnah. Nasnu bereish hakana or bereish hakundas bezman shu talush the notes. I feel like gvoya meya ama hareza erev. If an erev is put on top of a reed or a pole, no matter how high it is off the ground, it is a kosher erev as long as the reed has been uprooted from the ground and then stuck back in the ground. The implication is that if the reed were still attached to the ground, the erev would be considered inaccessible and therefore pasul. The Gemara asks two questions based on this assumption. First, it seems that the reason an attached reed cannot be used is that the Rabbanah forbid benefit from a tree on Shabbos. This assumes that even an Issa Rabbanah like Gzeri Shem Yitlosh, that somebody might cut off a branch, applies during Ben Hashmashis, when the Erev takes effect, like the Rabbanah. Now, we just said that the previous Mishnah reflects the view of Rebbe, that assumed the Rabbanah of Shabbos do not apply during Ben Hashmashis. The Gemara offers two possible answers. First, Reisha Rebbe b'Sefer Rabbanan. Indeed, the two Mishnayos represent opposing points of view. Second, Kula Rebbe b'Sefer Gzeirah Shema Yiktam. Both Mishnayos follow Rebbe's opinion, and even though the Gzeirah against using trees does not apply during Ben Hashmashas, a reed is particularly fragile, and it's very likely that he will break it while removing the Erev, which would be a Melocha D'Oraisa of Kaitzer. The second question that the Gemara poses is that if we do not allow placing an Erev on the reed out of fear that he might break it, how could Rav Nachman allow people to sit on pressed down reeds on Shabbos? Rav Nachman answers that Hosam Bu'uzradin, we are only strict with hard reeds that can easily break and are halachically considered to be trees. But soft reeds like the ones Rav Nachman allowed people to sit on are considered vegetables to which the Gzera does not apply. The distinction between soft and hard reeds has ramifications in Hilchas Klai HaKerem. Soft reeds are considered vegetables and may not be planted in the vineyard, whereas hard reeds are considered trees and therefore may be planted in the vineyard. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that there are also two types of kida. One is a vegetable which may not be planted in the vineyard, and one which is called kida levana is considered a tree and may be planted in the vineyard. Zak the Mishnah. Nasnu b'migdal v'ovet ha-mafteach. Hareza erev. If you put an erev in a closet and lost the key, the Tanakhama holds it is a valid erev. Really, as a whole, it's not valid. The Gemara asks why the Tanakhama considers it a valid Erev. After all, Hu b'makom echad, ve'eruv b'makom achar. The Erev is totally inaccessible to him. The Gemara answers, Rav Shmuel dar metavayu, hacha b'migdol shelevena maskinon. The closet is made out of bricks that are not cemented together. And the Tanakhama holds like Remeir that it may be dismantled on Shabbos. It is not considered seisu demolishing. The Gemara explains that our mission must be talking about Yom Tov and not Shabbos. Remeir only allows dismantling the bricks on Yom Tov because one may do even a melacha letzayrach echal nefesh for the purpose of eating, but not on Shabbos because they are muktzah. The Gemara concludes that indeed all agree that on Shabbos the Erev is invalid because it's not accessible. The machlekes is regarding a lost key on Shabbos which was later found. Nimtza hamafteach bein be'ir bein besada ein eruv ve'erev. The Rabbanan hold that the Erev is not valid because the Isra itself prevents him from bringing the key to the closet, making the Erev inaccessible. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Be'ir Eruvi Erev. If the key is found in the city, the Erev is valid, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that the key may be transferred through gagoyes, chatzeris, rekafifas, roofs, courtyards, and karfafs, as Rabbi Shimon says, Rishos achas hein lekelim sheshav sebetoichen. Utensils that were in them at the onset of Shabbos may be carried from one to the other without a roof of chatzeris. Therefore, the Erev is accessible. The Taisa Rush adds that the Erev was considered accessible even Bein Hashmashas when the Erev took effect because it was likely to be found. Basada in Eruv Erev. If the key was found in the field, the Erev is not valid because Rabbi Eliezer holds like the Rabbanan regarding one who finds tefillin. that we may not move things in the Rishus HaRabim less than 4 amos at a time, even for the sake of a mitzvah. Therefore, the key may not be brought to the closet, leaving the Eiv inaccessible.